Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So we are looking at a biblical look at the problems of life. There is nothing that is more real and practical than problems. Everyone has got a problem of a sort. I call it the audacity of problems. Because problem is no respecter of person. Whether you are rich or poor, it will come to you. Whether you are blessed or you are unblessed, you have problems. Whether you are married or single, there are problems. Whether you are anointed or unanointed, there are problems. Wow. That's something that we have to bear in mind, so that we are not deceived. So there are financial problems, there are health problems, ministry problem, family problem, academic problem, problems at the job, problems everywhere.
Now, my software chain there, how is it? Oh, baby, I was a sum, a how, where you mum, a how, a software juma, a how, and be peering your back at that, a how new home.
But I want us to understand that there is a solution to problem.
Amen. Now, but yet I said that a whole problem no niya no ho.
There are no problems without solution.
A whole biara niwa niya no nim.
Actually, the solutions existed before the problems, just as God existed before Satan. The only thing is that the solution oftentimes is hidden. It has to be discovered.
Yeah.
And most problems have their solutions in them. Tell your brother sitting by you, the solution is not far away. It's within the problem itself.
The
Bible says that God has put them together. You know, there was a time that the first problem God solved on this earth, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 following, that there was darkness, and the Bible says that God looked at the darkness and God said, let there be light. In the revelation of the Apostle Paul, he says that for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. So the light shone out of what?
Darkness.
The darkness was the problem, but God called the solution out of the problem.
So
the solution is not far away from you. Jesus realized that in Peter was a problem, in Peter was a solution. If you read Matthew chapter 16, so I want to encourage you to stop looking far away, otherwise you won't get the solution to the problem. Wherever the problem is, the solution is there. Don't look away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because most times when there is a problem, the last place we will look for solution is where the problem is. We want solution to come from outside, stand outside and solve a problem. It doesn't work that way. The other thing I want us to understand is that problems are solved by identifying with it.
Don't
be afraid of the problem. Don't let the problem overwhelm you. Face the problem, get into it. Because if you do not identify with the problem, you can't solve it. When God found the problem on earth, He let His Son come like a human being and He identified with us. The problem was sin. It didn't mean that in identifying with the problem, you go and sin. Jesus did not sin, but what He had was a large heart to accommodate the problem and the perpetrators of the problem so that He can solve it.
Amen. And he said, how be you kwadu wa wabra aboma and dama sofra kan but mazina ade abo shusha wanchana wa osane ninyan no waho abre nyankupo no wode e how be abasa asado nenyipa wabu andan ansa so ori ye wono ohun e how no ninyan no oni do Jesus Christ baba na wabe bowu na oza jihen kwame how nefiho.
May the Lord give you a large heart.
Nyankupo mo akuma no mudo ye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you can get into the problem and have the problem solved. Because ladies and gentlemen, when you exclude yourself from the problem, when you point fingers at people, you are excluding yourself from solving the problem. Tell your neighbor, stop blaming people. Rather have a large heart. I'll talk to you about largeness of heart later. But you need to understand that problems are solved by identifying with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. There is something I call the succession of problems. Can
you
see, God has intentionally prepared a place in your life for problems. So every level has got a problem that goes with it. When you solve a problem, another one will come. Sir, if you like, watch. Yeah. You solve it, another one will rise up. Because the problem has got its place in your life. God has got a prepared place that always there should be a problem in your life. If you knew the intentions of God, you would thank God when you have the problem. Because simultaneously within the problem is a solution. There is something else I call the universality of problems. There are problems everywhere. If you think by escaping from this church, you are going to escape from problems, you are very young. If you think that escaping from your job, you will escape problems, you are too young. If you think that Africa is too hot, and that to solve your problems, you are escaping to Europe or America, you will soon realize that nowhere cool. Everywhere is hot. And in fact, let me not go ahead of myself. Everywhere is so hot that you better face your heat the way it is.
Osana de, ejo ne da Ghana ye shwa merugwa na kwa brochi.
There is something else I call problem matching. If you look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible says that God matches problems with grace. So whatever problem that come into your life, God says that there has no temptation overtaking you, but such as is common to man. It's a common thing, right? Says that, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will also with the temptation provide a way of escape so that you'll be able to bear it.
Yankupon tim yama na ma chain de e how bi araba ban yankupon amo no waduma e botum na ze sa no inti e how bi ba wabra bo men pepre wo ho de be hwehwe nyano osane de se itwe yankupon anyima oza adum bi e show ma e botum na enyane nyano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes when something happens to us, it's as if God is unreasonable. We say things like, God, you know that I am alone. You know that I can't handle it. You can handle it. Anything God demands of you, it is because he has put the strength already there. That is why he allowed it. He's not a wicked person.
I
heard a story of a certain man who gave preacher who gave money to somebody, like I give money to Pastor Theo and for Pastor Theo to give to the wife to put it in her Bible, okay, secretly so that your wife doesn't know. And then the preacher goes on stage and calls Pastor Theo's wife and asks Pastor Theo's wife, do you trust me? And the wife says, yes, I trust you. And the preacher says, open your Bible and give me, say, one Ghana cedi, if that was what was put in there. Okay, so the woman is puzzled. I can't embarrass myself. This is before everybody else. Calls her on stage. I can't embarrass myself. I don't have that kind of money. The preacher asks Pastor Theo's wife, do you trust me? He says, yes, I trust you. He said, open your Bible and give me one Ghana cedi note. Pastor Theo's wife opens the Bible, and lo and behold, what the preacher was demanding was already there. So anything that God makes demand, he just demands things from you through problems. It is because you have the strength, you have the grace, you have what it takes. Maybe you do not know, you think you are alone, but God says that you are not alone. Yeah. Maybe you think that your financial strength can't handle it, but God knows the way he is going to provide that money. That is why you must be convinced that God matches problems to grace before he allows it to confront you.
Yankopan e ho biara baba wa bra bomo omo no ho adom ansa na wa me ho nu po wa ba na ma sofo e chene sofo bi na na ora ka asam na wa ye de ma sofo na ma obi sika na o ka chenyi pa kro na on fe sika no on fe nhye e bia na ye na Bible mu. Na asoto no nyina na nyim na sofo frɛ nipa kɔ no yɛr no na obi sane de agyimiza ɔse njɔ me gyuzi ɔse de bɔ ewu Bible na yi sika mam na nipa kɔ no wo de na kasɛ onyi sika bia no san ka kye na agyimiza ɔse njɔ na ɔse bɔ ewu Bible no nti besia no bɔ ene Bible no wo de sika hyem na ɔyi ze ma sofo no na yiri kye hen de e haw bia rɔbɔ wa abrabɔ mu no yakopɔ na kasɛ ɔde ne nyaa no dadaw anade adom na ebotu na ze zi haw no de no ɔza ma ɔdadaw.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Wonderful. You know, sometimes there are two ways in which problems are overcome according to the Bible. The first way is that God is going to make the problem exist with you, but it is not effective. It doesn't act negatively upon your life.
Na ekwana huru we bie na yakopa ne fado na ozi yi how another obo he me yezi how do motin na how bi wo ha onye ubatena onye aza obetum wa ha wa brabo wo kwani biara do.
So sometimes you tell God to take away a problem, he says, no, I will not take away the problem, but in the middle of the problem I will prepare you a table.
right in the presence of your enemies, you are going to have a feast in your life.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You need some enemies around so that God can release some prosperity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says Psalm 33 and then verse 10 that God makes the devices of the people of none effect. What it means is that the device is there, the problem is there, but its effect, he's talking about the results. What the problem is supposed to cripple you, it is there, but you refuse to be crippled.
Amen.
He makes us, our enemies, to so much be at peace with us that they are not affecting us, although it is there. But the grace makes us overwhelm the problem.
Na ehaw no ze obo ho atamfo no ze obo ho na yakopon na adom na obudu oyin abrabom no ono na obo bua he ma ehaw biara no ye tumi ezido.
The second way that we overcome problem is when the problem doesn't exist, like the enemies you see today. Exodus 14, you will see them no more forever.
Na ekwan kroso yin de oye de ma ho biara nyi ho de ma yakopon ne kaechre Moses wa bra ozi Israelite ni trap kokko ne de atanfo en won sisi ano in won biom de biara da.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is preparing us so that we change our attitude towards the problems of life.
Yakopon resiesie hen amekwan ye hwa ye fado ye hwa ho biara ba ye abrabom no ye asesan.
There is something I call the inevitability of problems. Yeah, problems. There are problems even in doing the will of God. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
You are doing the right thing. Was Jesus not doing the right thing?
Jesus not on your papa bia.
But did he have problems?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you are driving, you are minding your own business, the speed limit, everything is fine. You are doing the right thing, but problems come all the same. So problems come even when you are following God's instructions. Because God has interwoven problems into life. The final thing I want you to understand about problems is that problems pre-existed man. Some people think that it is because of the fall of man, it is because man sinned that problems came into the world. Not so. There was a pre-Adamic existence of problems. Human beings were created to come on earth because there was already a problem on earth. That is why God commissioned man that the earth is rebellious and I want you to subdue it. I want you to have dominion over the earth. It means that the earth is rebellious against God, and God wants somebody in the person of man to exercise God's dominion on the earth. Before man sinned, Genesis 3, there was already the problem that the fishes of the sea had to be controlled, the birds of the air had to be controlled. I mean, everything had to be subdued.
under mankind. Tell the person sitting by you that you were created to be a solution. You were created to be a solution on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, it's important for us to understand that problems pre-existed man, so that when you are preaching the gospel, you do not tell them that if you come to Christ, all your problems will be solved. Because Jesus Christ did not come to give us a problem-free life. He came to enable us to face the problems of the earth. He came to enable us, empower us, that when we are in the problem of the earth, we will be able to overcome it.
Amen.
Jesus Christ did not come on earth to take our position and do our job for us.
Jesus ambassador today.
No. Jesus came to assist us.
Jesus said that Obo bo hen.
Jesus did not come to change our societies for us.
Wan ba de e mana yewom ana baby ara yetin wan ba da ba ba sada me ibie ni nyara me hen.
He came to change us. And empower us to have dominion by ourselves over the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need to understand that. That Jesus is not here to do your job for you. Pastor, what is your job? What is our job as men? To kingdomize the earth. To bring God's dominion over everywhere we go in the earth. Receive that empowerment in Jesus' name. So, I want us to look at why God allows problems to confront us. Four things or five things. Number one, God uses problems to perfect us. God is more interested in our character than our comfort. I'm sad to say this, but that is the Bible. He is more interested in your character than your comfort. But you see, we have the opposite aim. We don't care about our character as long as we are fine. But God will sacrifice your comfort in order to build your character. Character is important. When you respond properly to problems, it builds character in you. And there are only two things you are going to need in heaven. The first one is your relationship with God. Two things that are of direct eternal value as we sit here right now. The first one is your relationship to God. The second one is your character. Direct eternal value. So in the midst of your problems, what should you do? You should know that through it, God is building character into you. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 to 4. The
Number two, God uses problems to direct us. He directs us and propels us into something that He has got for us.
Oh
yeah, there are times that God will light a fire under you so that you will move. Yeah, so that problem will come into your life just so that you'll make a move in a certain direction.
Because
sometimes we are sleeping. But He has to wake us up. When you are sleeping, He will wake you up. So you should not sleep. Yeah. I'm not talking about literally sleeping, closing your eyes. Don't sleep in your Christian life. Because sooner than later you see fire. And you will start speaking some tongues that you have not spoken for 13 years. You know, the early church were told by God that they should go preach the word of God from Jerusalem to reach the uttermost part of the earth. They were for a long time, about 10 years or so, speaking only to Jews. When they meet you, they say, are you a Jew? And then they will preach to you. You are a Gentile, you are out. Until God put some fire in the person of Paul, Apostle Paul. He put some fire, persecution, trouble. They scattered all of them. And they thought that God had left them. But that scattering was propelling them so that they will go to the Gentile lands. Otherwise, you and I would have been in big trouble.
That
is why the Bible says that in the day of adversity, consider what is God trying to tell me? What is the direction He wants me to pass? What kind of changes should I change? In the day of adversity, He says that there are lessons. Consider it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
There was a time in the life of this man of God, Job, that Job had some things in his hands. He was not ready for any more. He was content. He was happy. He is the biggest man in the East. But God said, look, Job, I have something more for you. Job could not believe for anything more because he was a local champion. Until God took everything from his hands, his children, his riches and everything, so that his hands became enlarged for God to put double. So at the end of his 9 months of trial, Job's hands were full. Because earlier on, he had some children and he thought that, well, these are the best children in the world. He didn't know that God had better children for him. And so the children that Job had, after he had released his hands and his hands were empty, the Bible says that they were better, more beautiful. His everything doubled for him. And that was where God wanted. Some of you, God will just take what is in your hands because He wants to put something better. For that level of your life, He wants to put it there for you. And you must allow Him when He says that I'm demanding it.
Yeah. Job na brabwa. Yankopon kache job da opodo ye bibizeman. Na job na kasa ahwe no otumu ho de bebia me duize. Mara mi hia hwe. Bibiara mi hia biara mo wampo mo webodo. Na ma Yankopon chain de. Oma abonsam kwano ma oyi bibiara job wo ofini nsem. Na icha da mribo na job webue ni nsem. Inta bra obue ni nsem abonsam yi bibia fi wo no. Echi me Yankopon zamba no wona hawo na oze bosuma akunu kom no. Me Yankopon zamba no oyi bibia na oboro enka no no ma onye no. Inzo se Yankopon pada oze ho bi bayi na brabom. Ama bibi kita hen na da mazu kuna fiansa ama bibi pape bi ohwe no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was a time I was looking for something to buy. I roamed around with another guy. We roamed and roamed and roamed and roamed for days, weeks. We could not get that thing to buy.
How
frustrated I got. One time I was just lying on the bed after such rounds, Mr. Famier. Just so tired. That something God had told me some time back came to me. And I called the brother. I said, look, let's go. Because there is something God told me to do, which I am not doing. I've just been reminded that I should do that thing. And so I had to go and do that thing. Hallelujah. You will not understand. But I tell you what, God sometimes blocks our path and frustrates us so that our direction will be at the place that He wants. And I want you to look for it.
Enti mushwe da mazi kru ya mensan ke da kru bi meda mampadwa na asemi ya nkupo na kachema muwe frimomo anamafa nyeju meda mazi kru na sana bimomo enti mefrenyi pa kono da ya nkup da mbiye na ya kwa na ya nseka da mazi kru na mawacha inde odi sebe ya nkupo na kasa osha dara ze hobi ba ya kwem na osusu zame bi kwanwa ya hon na mribi ba webwe da mokwa na zame.
Number three, God uses problems to inspect us and reveal us and justify us.
Ya nkupo na oze hoba ama wa hwe yemu ye ama your person pensa yemu na wa abo ahensu manze bi ode ye ye yetumi aye.
You see, sometimes God wants to inspect you so that you know yourself.
Odi se bi enko pam pedo hwe wa abrabom ama enhu me se te.
As for him, he knows you.
Honestly, onyimu.
He knows your capacity.
Onyimu ebotuma ahwe.
He knows what he has put there.
Onyimu oza ahwe umu.
But oftentimes we don't know what is there.
Odi se bi enhe ni pese yenyimu owo ye.
We don't know what we can do.
Yenyimu
we don't know how wild we are.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.